This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill.
So looks like after months, actually years of trying, there's going to be no replacing or repealing Obamacare, at least not now. President Trump said his plan today is to just let Obamacare fail. You might expect health insurance companies have been holding their breath, waiting to see what's next. And to an extent, yes. But turns out many of the larger insurers don't make much of their money selling insurance in the individual market. Look at United Health. It's largely out of the exchanges. Today, it announced huge second quarter earnings, beating Wall Street expectations. From our health desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein checks it out.
When it came to selling Obamacare plans, United Health was the first major insurer to tap out. But Bloomberg Intelligence analyst Jason McGorman says apart from the ACA, the company actually loves government work.
Government-sponsored plans are the biggest driver of their revenue and their earnings growth.
It's about two-thirds of the company's revenue. United Health, along with Humana, Aetna, and Anthem, are all heavily invested in two lines of lucrative government insurance work. Some make nice money running Medicaid programs for states. And then there's Medicare Advantage, more comprehensive coverage managed by private insurers.
It's been a very good deal for many years.
Veteran Affairs economist Austin Fracht.
If you're a health insurer and you're looking for where you want to grow your business, I think it is definitely a place where they've done well and they could continue to do well.
One big reason insurers see dollar signs in the senior market, the exploding number of baby boomers. Medicare, Medicaid, and even big data are all ways companies are making money. But Tom Policelli, the head of the insurer Minuteman Health, says in one way, they're missing out.
The traditional where your revenue and where your earnings came from tended to be smaller employers and individuals. That is not the case now. The case now, what you do is you gravitate away from that as much as you can.
Policelli says that's a waste. You've got more than 20 million people looking for coverage and insurers wanting to offer that coverage. All it's going to take, he says, is Congress to come up with some fixes. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.